Mazars is an independent audit, tax, and advisory firm with local roots and international scale. When you're ready for what's next, move forward with Mazars. Learn more at mazars.us/forward.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Pay raises in Americans' weekly checks are finally winning the numbers game, as inflation has declined to less than half of what it was a year ago. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's time to celebrate.
Although inflation has cooled, we are still seeing higher prices for a lot of items. And when you think about where we've come from, although workers' wages are now outpacing inflation, workers have really had to digest these higher prices over the last 2 years.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal economics reporter Amara Omokwe after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by the Kellogg School of Management. Getting to the next level of your career requires a next-level education. At Kellogg, you'll choose from full-time, part-time, or executive MBA programs where you'll gain the Wall Street edge you need to compete for the most coveted jobs. For more details, visit kell.gg/leader. That's kell.gg/leader.
Americans' hourly pay rose 4% in June compared to a year ago, and that puts wage growth ahead of inflation for the first time in 2 years. WSJ economics reporter Amara Omokwe joins us. So, Amara, this is definitely good news for people's wallets. What's been their experience since inflation took off a few years ago?
So Americans have been experiencing higher prices for their everyday items. We really saw steep increases for those common things that we use every day and that we need every day, whether that be groceries, gas, rent. And that basically meant that Americans' purchasing power declined. And relative to what inflation was doing, we didn't see the increase in wage gains keep up over the last 2 years.
But how does current wage growth compare to before inflation took off, you know, before the pandemic?
One of the economists I spoke to for my story pointed out that, yes, although we now have wages outpacing inflation for the first time in 2 years, really, when we look at what the trend was pre-pandemic, real wages, that is inflation-adjusted wages, are below that trend. So although people's paychecks are better keeping up with inflation right now, they're still not where they would have been had the pre-pandemic trend continued.
What do the current wage gains tell us about the state of the labor market?
So really, the labor market is on quite solid footing, and it's actually a lot stronger than many economists had expected, than the Federal Reserve had expected. And that is actually creating complications for the Federal Reserve because the Fed is on this campaign to lower inflation. They've been raising interest rates since last year in an effort to cool the economy, to pump the brakes on the economy a little bit. And nobody really expected the labor market to be as strong as it has continued to be. In June, we saw over 200,000 jobs added. We see unemployment at a still very low rate. And we also see quite robust wage gains. What it says is that the labor market is still strong. It's still tight when we think about the number of available workers compared with the number of job openings. You know, job openings still exceed the number of available workers. So in a lot of ways, we're seeing that employers are still looking for workers or holding on to the ones they have. So a very solid labor market still.
And we've seen inflation come down from near 10% down to 3%. Although it's come down in the past year significantly, prices are still rising, right?
Yes, and that's a very important point to note. Although inflation has cooled, we are still seeing higher prices for a lot of items. And when you think about where we've come from, although workers' wages are now outpacing inflation, workers have really had to digest these higher prices over these last 2 years. And so, you know, it's not necessarily a cause to be overly optimistic or overly exuberant. It is good that people are feeling better, but you also have to remember that people have really been dealing with higher prices for a while now, and we still are seeing prices go up just at a slower pace. And also, there are some items for which prices are still going up. So the cool down in inflation hasn't been even across the board.
Do economists feel that this wages versus inflation trend is likely to continue?
So when I asked economists about what to expect going forward, what I essentially heard was that as inflation comes down, we should see the increase in wage gains also slow down. Because inflation has been rising and because the labor market has been tight, workers have been saying to their employers, compensate me accordingly, right? Pay me more because the things that I need to buy are more expensive. And they can also make those demands because they know that employers have been scrambling to attract workers and retain workers. So basically, as we see inflation slow down, as it has been, economists expect that we'll also see wage growth slow down. And we actually have been seeing that. So wage gains have slowed down from where they were earlier in the year.
But it is still more money in people's pockets. How is that affecting economists' projections about the possibility of the economy heading toward a recession?
Right. So the wage gains put the Fed in a more difficult position, right? Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said, for instance, we really do like to see people making more money, particularly lower income people. We like to see those wage gains. At the same time, if people have more money in their pockets or if they feel like they're doing better relative to inflation, that could encourage them to continue spending, that could encourage them to continue making purchases, and that could then make it harder for the Fed to bring down inflation. And so it just kind of complicates what the Fed is trying to do here, which is they are trying to slow the economy, but not slow it so much that we have a painful recession. And so as wage growth continues to be solid, it then makes the Fed say, are we doing enough? Have we raised interest rates enough to the point where we're going to get the outcome that we want?
That's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Amara Omokwe. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.